Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Does it get any better than Chicago food? From longtime favorites to newly opened locations, Italian beef joints to pizza places, burritos to sushi, Chicago's very own Eats celebrates a wide range of food and restaurants in the greater Chicagoland area. Hosts Kevin Powell and Michael Piff welcome you into their daily food talk in the WGN Radio Break Room as they discuss their latest foodie adventures, their top five lists, the latest social media arguments, interviews with chefs, and conversations with local celebs about their favorite places to eat. This is Chicago's very own Eats.
Welcome into a fresh episode of Chicago's very own Eats. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Mike Piff, and special guest live in studio here at WGN Radio at 303 East Wacker, Jimmy Bonavolanto, and Bona's director of marketing, Andrew Regalado. I think I nailed both names. Did I get it, Jimmy?
You got them.
Yep. I got them. The folks from Bona Beef are here at WGN, and when the beef show up, it's a great day at the radio station. You guys brought a whole bunch of beef for us, and we appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. We want to make sure all your crew is fed.
We appreciate that. First of all, you guys are the reigning champions for the WGN Chicago's Best Beef Brackets. And I'm sure Bona's been around for a long time, but of your list of achievements and accomplishments, this has got to be number one, Jimmy.
It's definitely up there, for sure.
Where would you, Andrew? I'm sure this was a very exciting moment last year when you guys took it home.
Absolutely. When I showed up today, I thought you guys were going to hang the jersey from the rafters.
I don't like that.
So I was hoping that would be the case, but I'm still waiting.
Yeah, I like that idea. Hang it in the rafters. Bona Beef. We'll hang the wrapper or something that you guys wrap the Italian beefs in.
At the least, we'll just put the bracket on the fridge, you're really proud at home, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Bragging rights.
One of those boxing belts, maybe next year, too.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Heavyweight champion of the world.
Brainstorming session in the studio this afternoon. I love it. Okay, let's talk about the history of Bona. And I always say this, that it's a foodie town in Chicago, right? And every town, though, has pizza, different styles of pizza. Every town has hot dogs, but we have our own style of hot dogs. The Italian beef might be the most Chicago food that we have, right? Because everybody, other towns might do a beef sandwich. Nobody's matching the Chicago Italian beef, Jimmy.
Yep, I agree, for sure.
I agree, for sure. Tell us about the history of Bona Beef. And Andrew, if you want to chime in, feel free. But you guys are getting set to open your 30th location in the Chicago area. Give us the rundown, the background of Bona Beef.
Yeah, so the basic history is it was started in 1980 with my grandfather and my grandmother. They had five sons, which is so my father and my uncles. And my grandfather used to work a lot of hard labor, manual labor type jobs. This is in the 40s and the 50s. And so he just had kind of a rough experience with working and his experience with all that. And so he decided that he wanted to go into business with his family because he wanted to make sure that his children didn't have the same experience that he had. So he wanted to go into business together and, they would do everything together. So, there's no outside
influence.
Yeah, exactly. So we started in Berwyn. That was our first location. We started with a recipe that was actually given to us from sorry, this is a lot of history, but
it's good.
We weren't here for the history, yeah.
My grandpa's brother was actually the original owner of the original Mr. Beef.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So he had his roots going. He had everything going there. He kind of taught us how to make Italian beef. We developed our own recipe from that, but that's kind of where it started. So we just took that and we opened our first store up in Berwyn. My father, all my uncles, they all worked in the store. There was no additional employees in the beginning. It was just them five and my grandpa taking orders, making the beef, slicing the beef, handing them out, sweeping the floors, mopping the floors, all that stuff. So yeah, that's kind of how it started.
And the master plan worked because here you are, third generation here, mm-hmm. and the brand continues to grow. And it worked out. I'm sure that you guys are all very proud of what you guys have done with Bona Beef.
Yeah, we are. We're very proud. You know, every day I go to the office and I see my family. I see my father, my brother, my cousins, my uncles. My grandfather still comes there. He's 88 years old. He comes there Monday through Friday every day.
That's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
It's impressive. It's not just like the name on the building. Like they're there every day working, going to the restaurants.
What is it like working with family every day?
It's got its ups and downs, for sure.
All family understand, right?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's nice because I could either be getting yelled at by some random person or my uncle.
Family member,
you know?
Right, yeah. Feels
I'll
a little different.
Uncle, yeah.
But, you know, to the root of the Italian beef, to your point, is that the origin of it, essentially, and there's various different stories, but it was a way to feed a lot of people.
Yeah. Definitely.
And maybe it more, I don't want to say, but well, I guess budget would be the word to use. You got a big hunk of meat, you slice it thin, you season it well, you put it on some fresh bread, and there you go.
Yeah,
and you can
exactly.
feed a whole bunch of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a beauty. It is a treasure here in Chicago, our Italian beef.
I was going to say, you know, if you grew up in this area, you probably went to a graduation party, a birthday party, and, you know, you had the big tray of Italian beef, you had the mozzarella, your grandparents had some RC Cola on the side or something like that. You know, Kevin said it, it's the most Chicago of food items. You know, out east they have Philly cheesesteaks, out west there's what, tri-tip sandwiches or French dips or something like that. You know, when you guys are talking about Italian beef, what do you guys see? What do people tell you about, like, how much or why they love Italian beef?
I mean, there's so many different ways to customize it. You know,
yeah.
There's people that just, you know, oh, I haven't had, you know, we were reading through, you know, feedback from locations and somebody came to Chicago and they're asking, why is my bread wet? like, you know, so that's something that, you know.
How do you guys, like, dipped, wet? How do you guys like it?
You know, I might do dipped maybe 3 to 4 times a year. It's, you know, I switch it up every so often.
Right.
You know, if I'm in a rush and don't want to get too dirty.
That is a good point. You can kind of doctor your beef a little bit different every time if you want, you know, hot peppers, sweet peppers, dipped, wet, whatever it might be. It's essentially the same sandwich, but there's this, everybody likes it a little bit differently.
Yeah. Or baptized, as Jimmy has actually demonstrated. If you look it up online, if you look up Jimmy's name, that video shows up from ABC Chicago.
Baptizing the beef.
When someone comes to Bona for the first time, what do you have any, like, kind of like, this is a good way to start out? Like, this is a good first order for someone. What do you recommend to somebody?
Yeah, we actually, it's the way that we serve our beef naturally. So we say the original way, the Bona way, which basically is just they're putting the beef on the sandwich. They're not shaking any gravy off. And then we also do a little bit of gravy, like a spoonful of gravy on the top, because that's where all the flavor really is, mm-hmm. you know. So that's kind of how we'll tell them to do it, at least.
Outside of the beef, what would you highlight at Bona Beef?
I think our pizzas are really great. They're not at every location.
Yeah,
but
people forget that. You guys do some pizza as well.
I think our pasta is amazing, too. I think it's kind of slept on, to be honest. It's really good.
And catering? You guys into the catering as well?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do pretty much all of the options that we have for the restaurant we'll do for catering as well in tray form.
What's next? Bona is going to continue to grow. Anything you can plug here other than the 30th location in Chicago area? I know you were mentioning that this brand continues to expand.
Yeah, yeah. We're definitely expanding. We are headed to the other side of the country. We're headed to California, Texas.
Tennessee.
Wow.
Florida.
Get those transplants.
Yeah. Especially Tennessee these days. A lot of Chicagoans headed
there. They really are, though.
You know, it was always Florida, Arizona. Now people are going to Tennessee. So I'm sure I have family that live down that way, and they're always looking for good Chicago food. You know, it's just so much different up here. They don't have it. You know,
we're
all used to having a go-to beef spot or a hot dog spot or something, like get a pizza puff maybe somewhere. They don't have that other places.
Yeah. Right.
You know, and Rainbow Cone is now part of the fold, and that's been a Chicago institution for a while. There's the couple locations, and then all of a sudden, there's one opening up by me in Lombard. You know, how did the partnership with Rainbow Cone come together, and what's that been like for you guys?
Yeah, so that partnership came together in a really cool way, actually. The founder's great-granddaughter, Lynn Sapp, who was the owner of Rainbow Cone at the time, their first store is right down the street from our Beverly location.
Oh, cool.
So she came into our store one day, and she kind of looked around. She saw the family aspect that we're family owned. She probably saw one of my uncles or my cousins working in there. And she just really took a liking to it. She said, you know, these people understand family, they understand family business. And she just sparked up a conversation with, I think, probably my Uncle Don or my Uncle Joe. And just took off from there.
The family business aspect goes a long way. We, one of our sponsors of the tournament is Toronto, and on my commute, I go by Abona and Rainbow Cone. I think that's your original spots, or at least kind of like the mothership area. And then up the street is Toronto.
Yeah.
Do you find yourself, your family, working well, or getting together with other family businesses in the industry like that,
Yeah, I think it kind of just goes hand in hand. When you see another business that's run by a family, it's you understand what they're going through, what they mm-hmm. do, and that they have a goal that they're working towards, and they're doing it together, and you're doing the same thing. So you're going to mesh well.
Yeah.
Well, guys, we appreciate you stopping in. Once again, thank you for bringing the beefs. Congrats on all the success. Congratulations once again on winning our beef tournament last year, which will launch again this year on June 27th. You guys are going for back-to-back titles. Good luck.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it. That's Jimmy Bonavolanto and Andrew Regalado from Bona Beef. Go get a beef today. Fellas, thanks again. For Mike Piff, I'm Kevin Powell. This was the latest episode of Chicago's Very Own Eats.